Good morning, listeners, and welcome to the first ever Single Gate podcast brought to you by your very own JTA team.
Yes, that's right. You've heard it right. We are your JTAs.
A little reminder as to who we are.
I'm Bea.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Enzo.
I'm Matilda.
I'm Rihanna.
And I'm Alexandra.
Now, as you already know, our main role is to help children in our school community reflect on and consider active and sustainable ways of travelling.
You'll also know that this has continued to be incredibly popular and successful, as shown by our own recent walk and wheel placement.
You know that you're walking, scooting and cycling more than ever before.
And all of this impacting upon and benefiting our planet.
And yourselves, of course.
So, what's today's podcast about then?
Well, we wanted to think a little differently today, seeing as you're already so successful in your travel decisions. And we've hosted a number of enjoyable competitions this year already. We wondered what it was that would really matter to you.
We did talk about the possibility of our podcast linked to road safety, but again, and at this point in the school year, we think you're already quite good at this.
It was then that Ayana made a good point.
Well, thank you.
You did. Ayana felt that perhaps we could spend a little time with you thinking about the litter and rubbish that accumulates in South Gardens.
It's disgusting.
It really is.
Yeah, gross.
Not only does it look unsightly, but it stinks.
Not to mention the germs breeding.
Or unwanted wildlife are attracted, like rats.
This is a problem for us all.
How are we supposed to enjoy our morning walk to school when this is what we're faced with?
So, we've decided to take some action and ask you to get involved and think about some of the items we'll raise with you this morning.
I think that it's only right that we start with what litter actually is.
We did a little research on this matter and know that littering is where a place or area is untidy due to the amount of objects on which it has been left lying around.
This obviously poses concerns to the local residents.
Risks include
danger to public health,
risk of fire hazards,
endangering wildlife,
possible damage to waterways.
Can you believe that our litter, rubbish, waste, whatever you name it, actually increases the output of greenhouse gases?
Yeah, get this. Did you know that orange peel and banana skin can take up to 2 years to decompose?
Two whole years.
Well, plastic bags take 10 to 20 years.
What?
And plastic bottles can last forever.
Wow.
Despite being a blight on communities, harming the environment and costing millions of taxpayers' money, littering remains a big problem in the UK.
Almost 48% of people admit to having dropped litter.
And 1.3 million pieces of rubbish are dropped on UK roads every weekend. One third of motorists admit to littering while they're driving.
Cleaning up from the streets of Britain costs taxpayers around £500 million.
What?
Oh my God, come on. That does not include the amount it costs to clean up the parks and other public spaces.
500,000 items of litter make their way into the sea from the UK rivers every year, impacting on marine life. Wow.
The canals and rivers of England and Wales could be plastic-free in a year if every visitor picked up only one piece of litter, according to the Canal and River Trust.
One piece?
It's no joke.
Something has to be done.
Done differently.
Yes. Be differently.
Well, that was a joke.
We continued our research and we were quite blown away with what we found out.
Oh, I get it. Blown away.
Did you know that in a recent survey conducted just last year, 62% of those asked admitting to drop litter?
That is a staggering percentage.
That's higher than our first statistic.
At least they were honest.
You can say that.
More than 100,000 people support Keep Britain Tidy.
If this is the case, then more should be changing, surely.
It's shocking, really, isn't it?
You'd think we'd know better.
We all know about the three R's, don't we?
Yep.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Did you know?
Ooh, I like this fact bit. I feel some learning coming on.
world team, did you know that in actual fact there are 5 R's, not 3?
What?
Really?
What? Yep, reduce, reuse, repair, rot and recycle.
I see, that makes sense to me.
Look at what you can repair rather than throw away.
Yeah, and make sure that you're composting. Let it rot and use as compost.
It's all well and good knowing what littering is and recognising that it's a national problem.
I'd say global.
Agreed. But how does this affect us at Single Go?
Well, we know that we want our children and families to make more sustainable and active choices when travelling.
True.
We want them to walk, scoot or cycle to school.
They don't want to do this if there's a little problem.
We wanted to find out how much of a problem it is here, so we took to the streets.
Oh, hardly.
We did! We went out onto South Garden before school and spoke to children and families.
Yeah.
All important research, Ayana.
So what did we find out?
Okay, this is where I'm going to chip in. So you did go outside JTAs, you got your clipboards, you got your high-vis vests, and you went outside to each of the gates first thing in the morning. Thank you very much for doing that. You had your questions in your clipboards. So tell me, Bea, what sort of questions were you asking? What did you want to know?
So first we asked, have you ever litter picked before? And many children says yes. And some kids even say they brought them into school to do some litter picking in the playgrounds. So yeah, it was really good.
Okay, so that's quite encouraging then, what you found out, is that people are out there of the Single Gate community litter picking. They've even got their own litter pickers. Mm. Brilliant. Any other question that you asked them, you got a bit of feedback. What about you, Alex?
So we asked, do you think there should be more bins out in Colliers Wood? And lots of people said yes. Some said maybe, just a few. So it's... Yeah.
Okay, can I ask you then, why was it that you were asking Rebecca, why were you asking them about whether they thought there should be more bins or not? Was there
because,
a reason?
Because there's a problem of the bins overflowing, so then that is what causes litter picking. No, litter and rubbish to come on the streets. But if we have more bins, then there's more bins to put it in and stop the bins from overflowing.
I see. So you're saying at Single Gate around our community, there are bins, but the problem is there's too much litter in them. They're not cleared quickly enough. But B's saying, well, we are trying to tackle it because people have got litter pickers and they're addressing that, but we need more. And so what are you thinking?
And we could, because if the bins are getting topped off, we could just wait and then we could put our litter in our bins at home.
Oh yeah, and I think in our discussion with Dave, and we're going to be listening to that as part of our podcast when you're interviewing with him, that was one of his suggestions, wasn't it? If the bin is full, then make it an active choice to do something differently. Okay, I like it. What are you thinking, Matilda?
We also asked families, do you think the council's doing a good job keeping the community clean? There was some no's. Quite a lot of no's, actually.
Okay, so you think it is a problem and our families think it's a problem out there?
Yes. Yeah. Some people actually saying that it's very clean around here. Don't think they've seen down at the bottom of the hill.
Okay.
Because it can get very messy down there.
It really can. Do you know why that is? Why is that? Because at the bottom of South Gardens, we've got a massive problem with that. Do you know why?
They don't collect the bins.
The shops.
That is part of it. Yeah,
and
is
the
that
weather.
Yeah,
it's windy. Maybe the shops.
Wind the shops outside. Extra wind. And wind. That's the main problem down there. It's, for some reason, it's kind of an area where there's a lot of wind. There must be something around the buildings, the way they've been constructed and arranged. It creates a little area and it's all blown into the area. Hmm. Ayana, what are you thinking?
So we asked some of the parents, how do they feel about litter in general? Like, how bad is it? And do you think a litter is good or bad, that type of stuff. And most people said that litter, they don't think it's that good, but also some people said, which is really strange, is that litter's good. And I got really confused about that.
Did you challenge them? Did you ask them why? Did you get them to explain their thinking? If they're saying litter's good, were you like, why do you think litter's good?
Yeah, sometimes I did that.
And what did they say?
They said, like, because, like, something that everyone does, like,
okay. Does that mean
it doesn't mean they should do it? It's just what lots of people do. It doesn't mean they should do it.
Yeah. And actually, we need to be the people that are challenging them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Politely, of course.
We also asked them if they'd ever littered before. Many people said by accident, like they didn't mean to. And we also asked them if they walked to school, cycled to school, or they drove to school. lots of late children said that they drove, but some of the early kids, we noticed that lots of people scooted, cycled, and many people walked. Okay. But it was very local. They live very local to the school. So
yeah, absolutely.
Really,
so they really should be thinking actively in terms of their ways of travel, because not many people are coming from far distance. Could I just ask you, you said about they're admitting to dropping litter accidentally.
Mm, yeah.
If they're aware that they've dropped litter accidentally,
some people say that they go and pick it up. Yeah. Sometimes I do that all the time, basically. And but some people just litter when they don't need to. Like, sometimes I see people out of school from single day just dropping like wrappers on the floor, and like in our playground, lots of people do it from their snacks.
And
so,
we've got bins. So
There's resources there, and
okay, if you accidentally did it, then saw it, you'd go and pick it up, surely.
You just have to walk 5 steps to the nearest bin.
Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. There should be, if there's enough bins. And if there's a problem, like you said about the council, and I think we've got to think about how perhaps we encourage our local MPs and our council to take greater actions and support us in the resources and bins that there are, more litter pickers around and available for families. Rebecca, you wanted to add something?
We also asked them if they've done reusing, recycling, and using the 3 R's at home.
Yeah.
Many of them said they did, and a few of them said they didn't, and I told them why they didn't. Some of them said that they were a bit busy, and then others said they just didn't want to do it.
Okay, so a bit busy. What do we think about that as a reason? I'm a bit busy to recycle, to reuse, to reduce.
It's easy.
I think that's saying maybe they don't want to do it.
It's an excuse. You've got to get a system, I guess. Sort your bins out. Maybe it's an excuse they're using, because actually none of us are too busy in which to put our rubbish in the right bin.
Yeah, you just need two bins.
When I don't know which bin, I just ask my parents and they tell me.
Great, yeah, and that's it. It's making sure that you're educating
in
yourself.
In my house, we have a general waste bin. One for plastic that can be reused, and one for paper and cardboard.
Yeah.
And a compost caddy.
Do you find then in your homes, you find you've got a problem with the fact that litter's not collected quickly enough, or the fact that it's only once a week and you've got more litter than needs to be, or actually you don't think in your homes there's a problem, you're okay?
Sometimes.
By flats, there's a lot of litter collected.
Yeah. We fill our bins, then we empty them.
So on my street, so it's collected once a week, and it's really like, because the foxes also, they come and rip up your bins, and then there's lots of litter on the floor.
Yeah.
And so it's really messy and also, but sometimes me and my family, we go litter picking. So.
So you're doing your part in to try and help reduce that, because you're right. And we do need to think about, maybe is it the regularity, the frequency? Do we have more collections, maybe twice a week litter collections, and our bins are taken away? Well, team, you've been really great today. I really appreciate that. I think now we're going to think about perhaps some interviews. You've got some ideas about who you want to interview as part of our podcast. Yeah. So we're thinking perhaps
Dave's a good one, and Miss Rashford
and her eco team would be good. Yeah, great. Well, let's see if we can get them involved in our interview, and so we can carry on.
We also thought that it would be good to chat with to the people in the know about littering.
Dave and Matt!
Yep, you're right. They know better than anyone.
I think we should invite them to talk about this.
Agreed!
Boxes. So, definitely a problem. And also, they don't collect the bins on Mondays out here. I don't know why, but that's one thing.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem.
How many times a week, Dave, do the... is the litter collected, rubbish collected?
I think it's collected the other 6 days, even weekends, because I saw the guy on Sunday when I was in the other day. So,
okay.
But not Mondays for some reason, which is a bit odd.
So not enough from your opinion?
No.
Okay.
Is litter collection part of your role? And what does it involve? Look like on a daily or weekly basis?
Yeah, it's definitely part of my role. Mrs. Ball, Mrs. Hart like the school to be tidy, so that's inside and out, because there's definitely litter inside the school as well sometimes,
definitely.
Isn't there? Have you noticed?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's part of my role, and it needs to be picked up on a daily basis, really, just to keep the school looking nice and tidy.
What steps do you think need to be taken to reduce littering?
I think education is important, so if everybody knows, then hopefully in time we won't have litter. But of course that's a long way away, but keep giving the message over.
Yeah.
Litter in bins, I mean, reduction at the supermarkets with packaging, that always helps as well, which I know they're doing. And also they take recycling in some supermarkets, don't they, now as well?
Yeah, they do.
So that helps as well. So they're doing their bit. So
We have to do our bit.
Exactly, we're getting
Everybody
there.
Has to do their bit.
But it's about the message, isn't it? Just keep telling people and eventually it will sink in. Mm. That's the plan.
Do you think this is achievable?
Oh, everything's achievable, yeah. Definitely, but again, it will take time. Just say, keep spreading the word.
Yeah.
We can do that, can't we?
Yeah, we can
do that.
That's
our job.
Is there any support or assistance that we can give to either you or Matt in helping?
Yep, you can definitely help litter picking. We've got spare litter pickers. I can always find you black bags to put the litter in.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Really, I did do that.
Do your Eco Warriors already help you in doing that, Dave? Miss Rash run a team?
The Eco Warriors do the, from the classrooms, the recycling, basically. They don't actually do litter, I wouldn't say.
Okay, but they're on it inside.
Yeah.
So we could perhaps help you and
they
get a team.
The recycling
We just take the recycling.
Yeah.
Sometimes we litter pick,
but
not all the time, really.
Okay. Well, I mean, sometimes I think there's a lot of recycling. Sometimes I think maybe we should be looking to reduce wasting the classrooms. There's
that's
a lot of paper going.
Part of Miss Rashford's plan,
maybe,
isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe we could reduce the amount of books we use.
Yeah, you can just write it in the book.
Yeah, because
sometimes teachers print too much and then you just have to throw all of that in the bin.
It's about thinking carefully and thinking sustainably. I know that you're an eco warrior already, so you've probably got many ideas that you're sharing within the team.
It's like in French, because we don't usually use words in French.
What do you do?
We usually just write something like the objective that we're doing down in our books.
You write it in our books.
Brilliant.
So that saves waste.
Yeah, saving waste, which sounds certainly like a good plan to me, Dave.
Yeah, keep the bins empty. So that's the other thing, we have to pay for every bin that we have. So if we could reduce one general waste, maybe, and one recycling, that would save the school so much money over the year.
Just by
doing that.
Definitely. Yeah.
And we save that money, we could use it for
resources.
Yeah, additional resources, trips, different things.
Yeah.
Things that children can benefit from and really enjoy. That's great. Great idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking time to talk with us today.
That's okay.
No
worries.
Anytime. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Can I get on with litter picking now?
Yes.
That was really helpful. I'm sure you'll agree, listeners.
Let's see what Miss Rashiva has to say on the matter.
Ooh, yes. Her eco team are heavily involved in such matters, and we know better than anyone else about damage in our natural world.
I'm an eco warrior.
An eco warrior, JTA team. Wow. Good morning, Miss Rashford, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. I feel privileged, and it's really nice to see you all.
We're doing a little research into the issue of both littering and around our school community.
We know that we're the JTAs, but we think that it's an issue that may well be affecting children's travel.
Who wants to walk or cycle into school past piles of rubbish?
Not me. We'd like to spend a little time with you to gather our views as part of our podcast. How does this sound to you?
Yeah, that's great. We could talk about littering, and I consider one of you is actually one of my ex-eco warriors, and we've been talking about this a lot. It is a problem, isn't it? Why do you think littering, it's important to talk about?
Because some people just litter without a thought of how it affects the community and animals.
It also affects our future too.
How do you think it affects our future?
Because if we don't clean up the rubbish, then the future might look a bit like, maybe it will be like a bit gross.
Yeah.
We know that you do a huge amount of work with the Eco Warriors.
We really do. We even have B on our team.
Yep, I'm here, Eco Warrior.
Great stuff. So why do you think we're having this problem with littering, especially around the school on South Gardens? It's a particular street where it's been affected by some issues in the local area. What do you think they are? Why do you think it's all that rubbish on our street?
I think that because there's a lot of rubbish on our street because people don't really think of the impacts that will happen.
They don't really care either.
What do you think people should do, Alexandra?
I think they should, they not throw, litter on the streets and, put them, at least put it in the bin and also just don't, use so much, litter and...
We've just spoken to Dave, if you've seen this Smash Friend. Dave was giving us his ways and views in terms of what we can do to make a difference and to help. He told us about what, Matilda?
He told us that we could litter pick at lunchtimes.
Yeah, and we know you're already on that in the recycling of waste inside the school. So litter picking around the school is something we're going to do. Yeah. He said, Ayana, it starts with what? Remember what he said? Or anyone can chip into that. What's going to make the biggest difference that we do what?
Spreading the message.
Yeah. What did he say? Instead of
spreading
the message? Educate. Educate, spread the message, let people know there is a problem.
Families, friends.
Let families, friends.
Yes, I've actually seen a lot of our families from our school around the street in Collier Street. They just have their litter picker and they just do it on the way out. So a bit more of community work as well as a big message. Take your rubbish home.
Yeah.
If the bins are overflowing, what's the point of you topping that up? Take it home or place it somewhere where it would be safe. Because not just people are responsible for the pollution and for the littering, are they? What else could happen if the bin is overflowing? What
foxes,
might happen?
Foxes, weather, foxes, animals.
Absolutely. Animals, the wind, they can also spread the rubbish around.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's down to all of us, isn't it? We're all responsible for our actions, and a collective action here for us all is going to drive change and improvement. And we're actually thinking about sharing with our listeners what we're going to do about it sort of beyond our school gates, because we think we can impact on the community and then more broadly our councils, the decisions that are made at a leadership level. So we've got some actions, Miss Rashava.
Fantastic. I think we should even write to our MP. What
We were talking about that.
I think that if we all together and we all work together, we'll make a big difference.
Agreed.
Is there any support that we can give to either you or and your team?
Of course, you can always pick up rubbish, even, you know, when you look and see something, just act on it. I think action is what we need because we have a lot of information. It's been years and years and years and years. I remember 6 or 7 years ago, nobody was talking as much about climate change, about pollution and so on and so forth. Now we do have the information, so we need to move on the next step and drive the action.
Yeah, and that's not just for our team here.
Absolutely.
That's for you listeners out there. Yes. Everyone's listening today. We need action. Let's see
action.
That happening. Yeah, agreed.
Thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure.
We've really enjoyed having you,
Ms.
Rashford. Thank you so much. And let our message be heard.
Yeah.
Well, what's the answer?
Where do we go from here?
We've had some useful top tips of small changes that we could all make that would make a big difference.
This is where we need action, listeners.
We need you to get involved.
And get your families on it too.
Challenge those seen littering.
Plenty, of course, obviously.
Know where your recycling waste bins and compost caddies are.
Use them.
Remember those 5 R's. Don't throw away broken items away too quickly. Try to repair them.
Use a water bottle.
Make your family members use a reusable coffee cups.
Take a shopping bag with you.
Get your folks to buy food items that aren't wrapped in horrible plastic.
These are look to use shops such as Zero Waste.
Zero Waste? What's that?
These are places that you can go with empty containers to refill, washing up liquids, soap, etc.
You can also refill with cereal, rice, pasta. It's a great way of not having to buy more plastic.
Sort out your rubbish.
Compost your food waste.
Agreed. So you've given us loads of ideas, team, around practical ways that as a community, as a school community, the action that we can take to make a big difference. Is there anyone else that you think perhaps we could write to, we could call, we could arrange a meeting with outside of the school community that can actually make some sort of difference and change?
The council.
Absolutely. Who would you go to? Who'd be your spokesperson, your voice that you'd want to hear you?
The mayor.
Yeah, or our local
MP.
Our local MP.
Yeah.
So maybe we could take this podcast, maybe we can send this podcast to them.
Yeah.
Lovely. Send to the MP, get her listening to our views, the changes we want to hear, the sort of actions that she can support us with in that. Maybe that's her calling now. Okay, so really great podcast team. I really appreciate it, your time this morning. Anything more that you want to say to the listeners before we go and we leave them to get on with their morning?
Make sure you do your part.
Bit.